FY16, OSP, Level 3, March 3rd, 2015. Scripps Ranch Theater.
Look out, Scripps Ranch Theater. Okay. Randy started our conversation last time, so that means Lenor is going to start our conversation this time.
Okay. Scripps Ranch Theater. There is evidence of diversity, including descriptions of program and services. I take that back. They worked in only two of nine districts, and I found evidence of little outreach and inreach across all districts. As far as artistic and programmatic quality, there's extensive use of formative evaluation to assess artistic quality. They will grow out on a limb. They're out on a limb project and will perform at the 105th Avenue Theater as part of the San Diego International Fringe Festival. There's evidence of organizational management, and I found that their board has a structure and clearly defined structure and process. The qualifications of the board support management quality, and the roles and responsibility of staff, as described in the narrative, contribute to management quality. And they also have their conflict of interest policy and strategic planning in place. There is evidence of financial management quality through the 30% increase in total operating and capital revenue, their 121% net change in net assets, and the increase in assets of 36%. They have sound budget practices as described in the narrative. As far as evidence of audience development and education, there was some found through the outreach to high school to the high school at UCSD and Nativity Prep High School, which is the only scholarship-based private school. Their location poses some challenges to attract audiences in greater San Diego, but their publicity director brought media attention to the SRT and increased audience participation. Overall, however, the number of public performances has stayed pretty much the same per the CDP. So that's the basic information I have on that.
Thank you.
There's very strong evidence of the organization management quality. One thing that stood out to me was completion of their strategic plan in July of 2014. So I think that tracking that and acknowledging that they have accomplished and carried out their plan is very, very important. Found evidence of their artistic and programmatic quality. However, their description in that section for the programmatic quality was very weak. So I don't know if that made sense.
Can you try again? Where did you find the evidence of artistic quality if it was not in the section labeled artistic quality?
Yes.
So thank you. Detective work.
I was doing so good.
You are doing really well. You are doing really well.
Let me see.
Someone else to share while you look?
Yes.
Okay. Well, impact artistic programmatic quality. The Scripps Ranch Theater last year won the Bravo Award for the production of The Liar. And they look for securing a larger venue, transitioning from a working board to a governing board with higher financial capacity, developing a successful plan and growing the organization's new play development program. They have increased the average actor stipend per production from approximately to an average of about $550. This is a 10% increase. The SRT held a specific fundraiser for the inclusion of the Equity Actors Association, and it provided most of the funding for the entire production. Furthermore, SRT is fully committed to expanding their educational and outreach program, and their goal is to increase the number of students that they bring to the theater, as well as the number of schools they perform in.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead. What I will note that in the under the diversity section, while they note that they're active in 2 out of the 9 districts, they probably have a method to capture statistics where their actors and their production team members, as well as their audiences, are from throughout the entire city of San Diego. So I'm very intrigued. So I'll just note that. So that leads me to believe that the commitment to diversity is something that they recognize as their challenge, and they're doing what they can to fulfill that commitment. What I also note is that under the artistic and the programmatic area, that they are increasing expenses to attract quality talent, to create better programming, to probably attract people from throughout San Diego. Let's see. Similarly, they're engaging Equity Actors Associations. I think that will also add to their programmatic presentations. They note that they are committed to expand their education outreach. I did not notice, however, a description of that action other than that aspirational comment. Under the organizational management, I note that they completed their first ever strategic plan in August 2012. To me, that's a recognition of they want to become sustainable and broader. What I also found important in their write-up is that they want to point out that their commitment to financial management quality has been driven down to their production team, so the responsibility for financial management is at that level, as opposed to a higher level of management. So the teams have been conditioned to know that they do need to be financially viable. That's basically it.
Okay, great. We've touched on each criterion. Are there any further, did you find that you're looking for?
I just want to know, Doreen, where is the award mentioned?
Okay. Talking about the one that I mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right with you. You're thinking that might be near where you were looking for.
The Bravo Award?
Yeah, the Bravo Award. I just want to make
I think it was under
Artistic Programmatic Quality.
Yeah.
Is it there?
First paragraph.
Yeah.
Middle of the first paragraph.
Here we are, yeah. Our success at producing hit plays of high quality was evidenced this past year by the Bravo Award we won for our production of The Liar.
Okay, perfect. So then I would modify my comment to say that that is the in th- that section, that would be for me the only evidence, which would be weak for programmatic quality.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any further material comments for Scripps Ranch Theater? All right, I'm not seeing any body language that effect.
I have what we've all discussed, and they need more outreach, more diversity.
Whoa, that's a non-material comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's non-material.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Not a break.
You were extra snappy. Okay. Okay, Ms. Perez, could you begin the ranking?
Yes, 3.
And Commissioner Cristiani?
2+.
Commissioner Sean Broome?
3-.
Mr. Okamura?
3.
Okay, panelists, would you like to offer non-material comments for Scripps Ranch Theater?
I already did it.
Do it again. Because I cut you off.
They need more outreach, more diversity. They need a new venue, which will take 2 to 3 years. They need more funding, more performances, and more paid staff. Other than that, they've got a greatly good organization.
It really, from what I read, they really love theater.
Yeah.
And I think by evidence of their commitment to the diversity, if they want to expand their mission to say all of San Diego become truly a regional theater as opposed to a north of the city kind of a thing, that might help add maybe some perspective and goals in terms of what they do to lead to the programmatic, to give stronger programmatic evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's glimmer there. And I applaud them for that.
And my perception, at least, is that the programs are there. They were just not described where they should have been described.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing. They're very well aware of where their weaknesses are. And I think that they have enough passion to be able to start to evolve and address those weaknesses.
Great job, panelists. Okay, that concludes the review for Scripps Ranch.